know, it would be a USB port. I'm in Carl's office.
Okay.
Terry, you didn't, you didn't tie Kevin up out there, so did you? He wasn't, he didn't fall over, he walked past him?
Should be here.
Is he running quickly? His son can probably go running through the distance.
There he is.
How you doing, sir?
Call our public hearing to order concerning road abatement of County Road 1150 West between 900 South and 1000 South. So I guess, Mr. Lauer, Mrs. Lauer, if you'd like to speak.
That's what you want to do.
This is a hearing and we want to know what your objections are.
I thought I had that road to get my crops out. It's all there is to it. I wonder why you're wanting to close that road. And I've been farming that ground for over 35 years, and that road, the county hasn't spent hardly nothing on that road all these years, and I haven't asked for nothing, and I took care of it, mowed it, sprayed it, graded it where it needed it, and you did spend some money this last couple of years when them sewers had all that issue there. There should have never been that much of an issue of putting them sewers in, but still, if that's the reason why they wanted to close it, I'm all for the county. I don't want to see the county spend no more money than they have to. And by dogs, I just got to have that road. I can't imagine you wanting to take that road away from me. Very little you're going to have to spend on that road, and I'm sure all the county roads spend probably a lot more than what that road is. I realize it ain't traveled that much, but I'm not asking for a whole lot, but I just need an outlet down that road to take my grain out and plant my crop. So I just can't imagine, you know, taking that road away from them. And if it's all possible I could do something else, I would, but I just can't do nothing now with that waterway going through there.
Any other comments? Yes, sir. Go ahead and say your name.
State your name. Randy Francisco, yeah.
Go ahead, Randy.
I guess I can't understand why Mr. Laurie can't. He's got access to County Road 900 South. Why he has to come all the way through Mr. Long in my ground, why that's a big deal. I mean, why can't he just turn around and go back out the road? There's a bridge going to the east. There's roads going to the west. I don't understand why that's such a big issue. I just don't understand. He's not landlocked. Mr. Weitrich's not landlocked either. So everybody's got a way to a county road.
So if the road was abated, my question to y'all, if it's abated, does that mean anything has to happen to the road? If the two neighboring farmers can still say, hey, let's just keep this as a road between us, it'll be private, but doesn't mean that the road's going to go away, is it?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, whatever they want to do north of me and Bill Long, they can do. I don't understand why it just grows weeds. They don't take, you know, really, nobody can mow it. I mean, or they don't mow it, so it just grows up in weeds. Why not just, you know, farm it together and be done?
I've been down it a few times with my car, and yes, it definitely grows weeds very well.
Yeah.
That sure be fine with me. I don't need that south end whatsoever. That south quarter of a mile down there.
Okay. Bill, did you want to say anything?
Well, I'd be all in favor as long as they wanted the north end. Whatever you guys want to do with the north end. I ain't got nothing to do with the north end, but the south end, we can get two orders.
Any other comments? Anyone? You got any, Terry?
No, I'm going to ask for a motion to do this road abatement. Entertain a motion to do so.
I have a question, Terry. If we abandon it, then you just don't have no problems with your liabilities with it, right?
You talking to me?
Terry.
No, it's officially out of the county's hands. We have no issues with it at all, I don't believe. I guess my only thing is we put stop signs out there this summer just to kind of cover up in case it would be an accident or something like that. I don't know if we can leave them there or we'll work that up. We can pull them out of it. It should just be a private lane, just like any other private lane.
I would think, Terry, without further consulting with our attorney here, I think you would be, if the road was abated, the stop signs could be removed. But I'm pretty confident that's
yes.
No problems with that.
And you take out what is the county's property and it goes 50-50 to the joint owners. They can do what they want with it. They can leave it a lane. They can pave the road. They can do whatever they want with it.
I'll make a motion to abate it.
Second. Motion is second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Kevin, do we paperwork to sign on that?
You did it. You filed the motion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know if there's any more for today's paperwork you need to sign.
No. I think
the road's been abated. So you can farmer to work together and leave it as a road. That chooses what you guys choose to do, or
it goes 50-50 to the adjoining landowners. Yes. Half is, I believe, Mr. Lowry's, and half is Mr. Weidrich's. As far as the M scale, I don't know what the M goes on.
You don't want to farm around that sign.
I move to adjourn this portion of the hearing.
Have a second, Bud?
Yeah.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Terry, can you put a second on to make the road?
Bud did.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought we had two of these. We had the other one during a meeting or something.
That one's during a meeting.
Oh, okay.
Right, Nathan? The other one's during a meeting, correct?
Yes.